Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. God.
Watching the sunset. And, yeah, the father had showed me when it sets over here, it's going to go boom. In other words, well, he didn't say those particular words, but he told me an area to watch. And when the sun started setting in that particular area, it was time for a pole flip. He's also told me to watch the moon. He told you guys last time to watch the moon. the moon turning red. I haven't seen the moon in weeks. I don't know where it is. Whenever I say something, they hide it. And so, I haven't seen it to know if it's turning red. Somebody said they saw it last night. It was red. I saw the sun tonight. And it's in the scary territory. It's in the scary area. Where Father said when it gets to that area, we're ready for a flip. I'm not going to scientist. I'm not going to tell you coordinates and poles. We do things by... Dad knows how to talk to me. You know, look here, look over there, look at that. You know, I'm not a scientist. So for you scientists, you need to put your head under a rock somewhere. Yeah, we're ready, folks. It's ripe. And so what I'm feeling is, you know, end of July, August, which is pretty much what he told me. He said August, September. But whenever he says to be alarmed about something, we usually have, like, a short span of time after that. And so, you know, I realize things can be accelerated. But I also don't want people to be in a panic because when you do that, then all of a sudden he decides to wind the clock down and we have time. And so, I'm not into stressing over this stuff. I don't want anybody else to get stressed out because I just refuse to get stressed anymore, you know. I told Dad, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of hissers and haters. I'm just sick of it. I'm ready to just walk away from the entire thing. So, and he's saying, hang on. We just, a little time left. Don't walk away just yet. It's not my job to walk away, but man, you need recharge from this crap you go through. You know, the only people being hurt are Satan's people. You know, I've read books, they've been suppressed. People won't give me interviews on radio or TV. They won't come near me with a 100-foot pole. And those you do see are because they're Satan's and they've been pre-approved. Pre-approved. Now, people send me emails asking me about particular people. Well, this person was on Coast to Coast and this person was on some religious channels, and I just laugh because they're pre-approved. Even the religious channels, they're run by Satanists. They're run by the Masons. A lot of the people you guys are listening to are Masons, and so they're pre-approved. Anybody with real truth, anybody with just a connection to the Father who doesn't belong to any kind of outside secret societies is rejected. They are suppressed. And they are blacklisted. So that's exactly what I've been going through for years. Being on the blacklist. They don't want you to hear what I have to say. They want you to go to sleep with what the Masons want you to think, what the Satanists want you to say. You know, they want to pacify the church. They want to disarm you. They want to pacify you. Oh, listen to the government. We're subjected to our government leaders. You know what? I get so tired of sitting here watching Satanists and witches quote scripture, I could just scream. Because you'd think they were the only ones on the planet that knew the Bible, and they set themselves up as teachers and leaders, and have all the sheep, all the Christians listening to what they say. I can't stand it when a Satanist tries to quote scripture to me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me what my father thinks. Don't tell me what my father says. He could tell me himself. I've been reading the Bible since I was 5 years old. And I don't care how many Mandela effect changes they want to make, I can still go to the Father and ask him what the truth is. You know, I listen to these videos by hybrids, and it becomes so clear how Satan operates in this world, giving everybody their false histories. And I've said this before. You know, and he's always said, time is on their side. Because they create the histories, the roots of people. We read our history books, and for the most part, people believe Columbus discovered America. you believe what you're told. And you believe the American Revolution against Britain freed America from Britain. You believe all that garbage. None of it's true. And every July 4th, the Declaration of Independence, the celebration of our own independence, it's all hogwash. We were never broke free from Britain. All they did was remove their armies. They still have their control here in the name of the IRS. All that money collected by the IRS goes to the Queen's fat butt in England. That's why she's the richest witch in the world. Our histories are lies. And you see these clones and these hybrids talk about their past and who they're from and their races and their gods and their rulers. And you think, where do they get this garbage? It's because that's what they've been told since they were created. We weren't created by the Anunnaki. They take humans and crossbreed and make their own creations. The Most High God created Adam and Eve. Plain and simple. They weren't created in test tubes by aliens. They took Adam and Eve's genes and tried crossbreeding and hybriding from their genes. Satan can't do anything original. He's never created anything original. He's taken everything and crossbred it from originals. Because he can't create anything out of the blue original. He's too stupid for that. He doesn't have the ability for that. Especially to operate and survive in a third dimension, because he doesn't even live in this dimension. He's a fourth dimension being. The fourth dimension is the realm of the dead. He's also in the fifth dimension, which is the realm of spirits. And the only way you get to the fifth dimension if you're a human is if you're dead. And so I get tired of hearing about all this ascension stuff. Oh, we're going to ascend into the fifth dimension. You dying sometime soon? Because that's the only way you're getting there. You can't even see it. You can't even exist in the fourth or fifth unless you're dead. Flesh beings can't go into those dimensions. Another one thing I get tired of hearing about, oh, it's a demon. It's a demon. Everything's a demon. Aliens are demons. Satan's a demon. Everybody's a demon. Demons are the spirits of the Nephilim who died. The hybrids, half human, half alien, when they died, their spirits were judged as demonic, as demons, and their judgment was to roam the earth. That was their judgment. Those are demons, and they're in the fourth dimension. When you look at aliens, reptilians among us, the greys among us, they're fifth dimension beings. They're not demons, they're fifth dimension beings. That's why we call them extraterrestrials or terrestrials. They're not even from the same dimensions, folks. But yes, what they do is the tall grays manufacture these short grays, and demons can inhabit those bodies. That's why people get aliens or demons. And demons are inhabiting alien terrestrial bodies, just like demons can inhabit humans' bodies. They inhabit bodies because they don't have bodies of their own. They're spirit beings. And so if they want to operate in this dimension or any dimension other than their own, they need a body. So they can take a terrestrial fifth dimension being body, or they can take over and inhabit a third dimensional human body. When you understand who is what, you get a better understanding of what's around you, the world you live in. So many people just want to stay in ignorance. And all I've done for 20 years is teach. You know, I told the Father years ago, anything you teach me, I'll teach the people. Unless he specifically tells me not to. I've cast a lot of pearls to a lot of people who can't hear or see. who are just blind and deaf. They don't want to grow in knowledge. They want to stay in the lies and apostasies they've grown up in. And all because their parents believed in the same lies and apostasies. They make it a family generational thing. Time to break the cycles, don't you think, folks? Because a lot of things are about to come on this earth that you're not going to be able to comprehend. You're going to have no understanding of. I know this is coming out of nowhere, but, you know, I was earlier, yesterday, today, something crossed my mind, and I just happened to ask the Father, is that really true? And he said yes. And so, I noticed my show has been getting into a gross factor, where I bring up all this gross stuff. Today isn't going to be any different. I want to bring this up. Because there's things we do that for some reason people think it's okay to do, and they're not. So I want to talk about organ donating, donating organs, because I don't think people understand the ghastly implications of that. Now, if I could find what I was looking at. First of all, I'm going to start choking here. First of all, you know, whenever I start a show, it starts to get 20 degrees hotter in here. I guess I should wrap myself under one of those space blankets. Now I know what I can do. Hang on. Here we go. I got me a big tower fan next to the air conditioner thing. Try to outsmart the rats, huh? Okay. So, when you donate organs, because, you know, I'm dealing with my youngest, and he's getting his license and all that, and they asked, do you want to donate your organs? And of course not. You know, you always say, of course not. No. Don't ever put on your license that you're going to donate your organs, because you will get on a kill list faster than green eggs on ham. What they do when they donate your organs, because it's a $1 billion industry, and I've never heard anybody quite talk about it, so I'm going to just give you the way it is. And if you want to look up the facts, go Google it and ask Sierra yourself. And Sierra is more correct than Google. I was telling my sons it was going to be 69 degrees today, and because I saw it on the internet. And so my one son's phone, he says, okay, Google, what's the temperature for tomorrow? It said 70-something, 72 or 73. I'm like, that's not what they said on the internet. And so my other son had Sierra. He was like, okay, Sierra, what's the temperature for blah, blah, blah tomorrow? And she said the exact thing I'd seen on the internet. So Sierra is more correct than Google. I'll just throw that out there. I don't know why. But anyway, to donate organs, if you're going to donate your organs, you get put on a kill list. And what they will do, because I'm not sure anyone is aware of this, but these insurance companies have assassination groups. And these groups target everybody on organ donor lists. Even if you say, when I'm dead, which you automatically think, oh, when, if I die, I'll donate my organs to science, I'll donate my organs to whatever. But that doesn't work that way, because if they want to use your organ for transplanting, you have to be alive when they take that organ out of your body. You have to be alive. You know, they say the doctors will come out, well, he's dead. Do you want to donate him? He's not dead. They're lying to you, because they cannot harvest organs out of a dead corpse. They have to harvest them when the person is still alive. Even if they're brain dead, if the heart is beating, that person is still alive. The doctors will tell you, he's dead, she's dead, can we take the organs? They'll lie to you. They can't take the organs out of a dead person. And so then they'll harvest the organs out of a live person without anesthesia, without any painkiller. And if that person is brain dead, perhaps they feel it, perhaps they don't. What if they're just in a coma and they can still feel and hear everything being said around them? They're still very much alive. Their brain is just registering that that person's in a coma. Either way, they cannot take an organ out of a dead person. So all this organ transplanting, you get put on lists. They need donors. And so they'll go through the license bureaus, DMVs, find out who's on the list, and then guess what happens? Accidental deaths start to happen to those people. The assassination teams, when they want this particular organ, they'll start assassinating people for it. Unexpected car accidents, unexpected deaths, accidents, whatever. They don't come out and do a bullet to the head, kill the person, make it look like an obvious murder. Even the CIA doesn't do that. That is so mob. The mob does that. When the government wants to kill you, they put chemicals in your milk and you get a heart attack. Or they put arsenic in your sugar. Or they poison your coffee. There's a million different ways they can poison you. I went to an Arby's once, ordered a sandwich, and there was some kind of black powder goo all over. I didn't know what it was. Yes, they even got into an Arby's kitchen to poison my sandwich. That's what they do. That's how they kill you. It's not an obvious bullet to the head. And so they put these people on the 101 ways to kill a human list, and they start eliminating the humans that are donors. And then that organ will get taken and given to the person who's paying for it. The assassination groups. You don't think insurance companies run them? Who do you think's behind the insurance company? It's always Congress. There's always congressmen at the top of all this evil crime stuff. You even show that on TV and in the movies. There's always that one congressman at the way top that says it's true. There's always somebody waiting to make money off death, and it always starts at the top, folks. So don't be donating organs. And stay away from blood banks. Some of you, if your family member or whatever is injured and whatever, I'm not going to argue that, but when I know a lot of people will go to the Red Cross and donate blood for the reptilians. Keep it in your body. Quit giving Al Gore blood. Quit giving these vampires blood. Because that is their biggest grocery store source for blood, is the American Red Cross. They use blood banks to appease the vampires. I don't know what else you call these people. They live on blood. They're addicted to drinking blood. It's not that they're full-blown vampires that only come out at night. There's the other kind that walk amongst us during the day. And survive on it. That's the only thing they eat and drink is blood. Like Al Gore. I've heard so many stories about him from different people, different politicians. So, hey, how many times do you have to hear something before you believe it? And all these witches, all these Hollywood witches, you can't even get on TV now unless you're a transgender. Before it was you had to be a witch. Or join the Illuminati for the guys and be a Freemason and go into those things. For women, it was always you had to work your way up the witchcraft chain. And I don't know what the ranks are. I know what the very top are. Like Judge Judy, she's a den mother. I don't know what the real name of it is, but that's what it is. She's over the kids in the circle. They have these covens, circles of families. And Johnny Depp talks about that a little bit because he grew up in one. Well, Judge Judy, she's like the den mother of their cultic circles. And Judge Milian, People's Court, she is a mother goddess. She's at the very high top of the ranks, mother goddess. Wilder was a mother goddess. That's the very highest rank of a witch you can get, I believe. course, I might be wrong, because I'm not in those circles, but I've been told it's the highest, Mother Goddess. Also, the ones who get invited to the Mother of Darkness Castle in France. Of course, Avril Lavigne has been there a couple times. I think she even got married in France to that guy she was with. I don't know if she's still with him. But I remember her being in France a lot. And she looks like a vampire, and I heard she's a vampire. She's even listed on my video, Hollywood Vampires. Because there's a lot of Hollywood vampires, folks. And it doesn't mean they're the typical Hollywood conditioning of what a vampire is. It's that these people chase down people and attack them at night and drink their blood. That's what they do for sport. Because that's what Lilith does. That's what she does for sport. And she has her witches doing it. That's where it ends up with Hollywood, with all these people, these witches. J-Lo, she's a known witch. What's her name? The funny one I always liked. The one that married Kurt Russell. Goldie Hawn. I always loved her growing up as a kid, and had no idea at the time she was the highest ranking witch in Hollywood. Of course, she isn't anymore, but she used to be at one time. She was the highest ranking witch. That's what they require of them, folks. And all these people we grew up and we enjoyed their movies and stuff before we were awake, knowing what was going on. And you realize how long this game has been being played behind the scenes. And we didn't even know. There were no truth tellers back then. There was no internet back then to tell everybody and make videos. And certainly nobody was getting on TV and exposing everything for what it is. We wouldn't be allowed then as they aren't allowed today. Be put on the blacklist. So stop being led. Stop being led by those who want to destroy you. Stop listening to the pacifists telling you not to defend yourselves. They encourage you to be taken like sheep to the slaughter to FEMA camps. And I'm telling you to break out the 12 gauges and bullets and defend yourselves and your families from these extraction squads that want to come to your home at 2 o'clock in the morning and kidnap you and take you to a FEMA camp. Don't get taken alive, folks. Defend yourselves. Defend your families. It's our God-given right and his expectation that we defend ourselves from those who want to physically harm and destroy us and kill us. Yes, we submit to government. We don't have a problem with government. We have a problem with people who want to kill and destroy us simply because we're Christians. It's our duty to protect ourselves as Christians. You know, evil can recognize light. That's why when you walk into a store, you might get dirty stares, or people might look at you and look disgusted and look away. They can see your light. They're so rotten and evil to the core that when you walk into a store, you look like a light bulb going off. They can see that. They can see the light of the Father in you. You're like a light bulb to them. And so if somebody tries to harm you, defend yourself. Defend yourself. You know, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, was a very common misinterpretation. It should have read, thou shalt not murder. Because the church has used that. The church has used that to try to tell you can't defend yourself. And that's not correct. It's not right. Oh, they're going to kill me now. But you can go to my article on self-defense at sherrytriner.com, because they're not going to let me talk through this. It's a call to arms. And we can go to my articles page and read this article on self-defense and defending yourself and protecting yourself and your families from the coming evil, wicked ones who want to kill you and destroy you. The churches want to pound Romans chapter 1, and I will pound Peter himself, who said we ought to obey God rather than men. You obey the government until it contradicts God, and then we are to obey God rather than man. So many people just aren't even armed, they're not even ready for the things that are coming. I raised my sons to be men. I realize there's a lot of men out there who'd rather be in a choir, but it's time to grow up, parents. Stand up and protect yourselves and your families, because you are required by God to protect your families. You know, back in the day, every Israeli household had a weapon. Every man was armed. It was the duty of every man to have a weapon. That was their standing military. And then when Israel went to war, the men of the family would go to war. They were the standing army. That's why they didn't have special armies where they had to tax people to death to raise money for defense. Every man would take the weapon he had and go to war. America doesn't know who they are. They don't realize, hey, these little Americans running over here, they're part of the Lost Tribes of Israel. They don't even know who they are. And you try to tell them they're Israel, and they laugh because they think they're the Dark Turks that are playing Jews today. Those aren't real Jews. Those are Turks. Look at all these Jews in New York who call themselves Jews, Orthodox Jews. They're Turks. Look at the Jews in Israel. They're Turks. They're Khazars. They're the Khazarian Jews. Fake Jews. Read Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. Talk about the fake Jews. The real Jews don't know who they are. And they're the Americans and the Europeans and the Australians and the Canadians. And who are we ruled over by again? The Romans, the Pope. The Pope. Do you realize that's the same bloodline that ruled over the Jews back in the day? Who destroyed the Second Temple? Do you realize it was them over there? Do you realize it was the Italians? It's the Romans, they're the Italians. And they still rule over the world through their Pope, who is the biggest piece of satanic filth I've ever seen in my life, and they've all been. All these years, one satanic filth Pope after the next. And all of South America just worships the crap out of this garbage. You know, when they kept showing that their statues of Mary, I just want to puke. That's not Mary, the mother of God. She wasn't Catholic. She was a Jewish girl. Her name was Miriam. You know who they're showing you? Those are all depictions of Eve. Because Eve is coming in the last days to play Mary, the mother of God. Eve left Adam. Eve went back to Lucifer. When Eve died, there was no hell. And she simply went to Lucifer's habitation with him. She's been with him since she died. And she's been playing Mary in the background for thousands of years. She loves the soft white light of deception. She likes the soft part of deceptions, where Lilith is just in your face evil. Eve is the one who stabs you in the back with lies and destruction. They work together. I wish more ministers would grow a pair and reveal what the real truth is about Eve. But you won't hear any of them talk about it. You can go steal my stuff. You do anyway. Let's get the stuff out about Eve so people aren't deceived by her when she comes as Mary, the Mother of God. Because when the Ascended Masters arrive to Earth, this fake Jesus, who is called Sananda, who goes by the name Jesus, will be with his fake mother named Mary, who is really Eve. It's all garbage and lies, folks. And all these false prophecies on the internet, these false teachers. Here is the biggest shebang of them all, folks, because the Father would never, and even Yahushua would never refer to himself as Jesus, because it's not his name. My son Jesus. That's not God talking. I'll tell you right now, that's not the Father. He would never in a million years call his son Jesus. It wasn't his real name. Y'all can't get past the simple fact that the Masons had their hand in the writing of the KJV when they changed his name to Jesus back in the 1600s. Y'all can't get over that. You never will embrace it. Because when they changed the name to Jesus, which was never his name, they introduced a new character, which was Sananda. They introduced him as Jesus to the churches. And that's the one they've been worshiping all this time. There are doctrines of devils. Pentecostals rose up and pushed it through the Illuminati. Did you read the roots of the Illuminati? Because they're from the Pentecostals, because they're all from the Illuminati. Pentecostals are out of the Kentucky branch of the Illuminati. All that snake handling and all that stuff, the Pentecostals grew out of that. It's called Satanism, folks. You won't hear them refer to Yahushua or Yahushua ben David or Yahushua ben Joseph, the real name of the Son of God. It doesn't bother Satanists to say, Jesus saved me. Because Jesus to them is Sananda. And so many Christians get snowed over by that. Oh, a Satanist can't proclaim that they're saved. That's a lie. Oh, the Satanists can't proclaim Jesus is Lord. That's a lie. They do it all the time. Because Jesus isn't his real name. Get off the Jesus wagon, folks. Embrace his real name, Yahushua ben David, because you're embracing a false god named Jesus that they created. They created a fake character, gave him his own fake narrative, and have their own fake gospel with their own fake disciples. Paul wasn't an apostle. Paul, neither was Timothy. Neither was Luke. Neither, you know. But how many of you embrace them as apostles when there was only 12 apostles? And why are they elevated to a status of apostles when they weren't? They were disciples of Paul. There were not 13 apostles, there were 12. That 13th apostle was the one that led you into false doctrines and doctrines of demons. Almost 99% of the false truths in the churches today come from Paul, Paul's teachings, Paul's writings. Why do you think he has 13 books in the 66 books of the KJV, which are all satanic numbers? It means the Illuminati controls the KJV. If you want the real truth, go back to the 1625 version or the Geneva Bible or read the homilies of Peter. All of that's been suppressed. The homilies of Peter are awesome to read. Suppressed and kept out of the KJV. Why? Why was Enoch kept out of the KJV? Why was Jasher and Jubilees when even Yahushua referred to them when he walked the earth? Enoch was the greatest man who walked with God, one of the greatest patriarchs of the entire church, the entire world. And no one even knows who Enoch is. He never even died. He was taken up to heaven in a chariot like Elijah. All these truths suppressed from the KJV. Get out of the bandwagon and the control, the church's control that they have of the KJV. And ask the Father himself to teach you the truth in all things. Sit at his knees, at his feet, and ask him daily, teach me the truth in all things. I'm sick of being lied to. I'm sick of the circus down here of religion. But it's not about religion, folks. It's about relationship. But if you're broiled and tied up in religion, you're never going to get the relationship part. It's liberating walking out of the satanic churches of today. It's liberating. People say, oh, I miss the communion, the fellowship with the people. Is that worth being lied to and being felt garbage and then growing up believing all that garbage is true? That they don't even teach you anything. What do they teach you? It's all psychology, feel-good psychology. How many deep truths have you learned sitting in the churches today? You want some deep truths? Read my books. Go to my websites. I give you the truth for free. Truth only comes sitting at the Father. You're not going to get it from man. Because they want you believing Paul. They want you wrapped up in false doctrines, and fertility eggs, and Nimrod trees. They don't want you keeping the Father's appointed times with mankind. They tell you all that was nailed to the cross. Oh, yeah, the laws were nailed to the cross. Biggest lies on the planet. You hear the hiss when they say that? You always hear Satan's hiss, but of course if you're wrapped up in Satanists, you're not going to hear the hiss because you're too much entwined with them. You're becoming one with them. You're supposed to be one with the Father, not the snakes. If we're to follow his appointed times of peace, if that was nailed on the cross, then what are we doing during the millennial reign of Christ? 1,000-year reign on Christ, and we're still celebrating his appointed times and feasts, because it talks about Passover, and it talks about feasts. So if we're celebrating those during the millennial reign, why for 2,000 years has the church decided we don't need to celebrate those? That was nailed to the cross. Those are lies, straight from hell. Get it right, folks. There's not much time left. Not much time left. We're heading into a pole flip. 7-day pole flip. I wrote a page on protecting yourself, different ways to protect yourself from the things that are coming. Orgone water blasting. I'm going to demolish creatures, fight against the creatures that are coming, being unleashed on the earth. I've told you to get super soaker water guns with the orgone water. That's like blasting holy water on them. People want to hiss about the orgone. So I have spiritual warfare prayers for you to learn. But you want to hiss about having to do something about to yourself. Get off your butts, folks. Quit being lazy. Quit being lazy. Actually do something for the kingdom of God instead of expecting him to have to do everything for you. We're here for him. He's not here for us. We're here for him. Anyway, folks, be back on Wednesday at noon. Till then, everybody, God bless.